The Trexperts quiz would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which this show is created. We pay our respects to elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today.
Double T Media.
You're listening to BQN. Assimilate the audio.
Greetings and welcome aboard the Trexpert Quiz, the internet's only Star Trek game show. I'm your host, MC Frotis, navigating the jump drive on this journey of Star Trek knowledge. The Trexpert Quiz is a proud Double T Media production brought to you by the BQN Podcast Network. Before we warp into today's challenge, thanks to our network patrons, including our esteemed associate producers, Jerry Antomato, Jason Anderson, Matt Harker, and Lars DeCenza. Thank you so much for your support. For those inspired to join this illustrious crew, you can become a patron at patreon.com/BQN. Your support helps us boldly go where no quiz show has gone before. It's time to introduce the stellar individual who keeps our systems operational and, of course, true. Please welcome our scorekeeper and co-host for today's episode, Rihanna from the Dura Sisters. Hey,
hello,
how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very excited for this quiz.
Yes, I'm excited to watch along and see how our quizzers get to answering these questions. It's going to be really exciting tonight because there's just such some amazing people that we're quizzing and some amazing questions.
Yeah, I really tried on this one. I know people are very scared of my quizzes, but you know.
I would be too. That's why I said it would be scorekeeper and not the one being quizzed.
Yeah, but I mean, this is for charity. This is a special edition of the quiz for the last days of Disco Festival, and we're raising money for the ALS Therapy Development Institute. Rihanna, can you tell us more about that?
Of course. This institute has one mission, and that's to end ALS. So the ALS Therapy Development Institute, or the ALS TDI, is the world's foremost drug discovery lab focused solely on ALS. Like, as a nonprofit biotech, they operate without regard for profit or politics. So they're just an incredible, incredible corporation or institute, I should say.
And they've been really great plugging what we're doing, very supportive of getting the word out there about this, because we definitely want people to know, because today it's Trexpert Quiz and Strange New Pod. We're pledging to donate $2 from each question our contestants answer correctly. So Rihanna, let's energize the transporter and meet our Trexperts who will be taking on the Disco Challenge.
Alrighty, okay, so from the Dura Sisters, we have Ashlyn.
Hello.
From Strange New Pod, it is Julian.
Hey, hey, sarcastic Vulcan salute, what's up?
And from the Trexpert Quiz himself, back in the hot seat, in his own making, it's Davey.
What kind of weird transporter accident is this, honestly?
Not too Vix.
I was going to say, could be worse.
This is very strange. I'm extremely nervous, but go on.
Yeah, the tables have turned. How is everyone feeling tonight being in the quiz seats?
Well, I mean, it's
a lot of fear.
Not only do I have to, you know, prove that I can really put my money where my mouth is, but it's also for charity, and so therefore I feel like extra pressure.
I have to echo exactly what Davey said, because like I usually just like have fun with these, but it's a big deal doing this for ALS research, because as I'm sure many of you know, Kenneth Mitchell passed away recently, and this is very much in honor of him. Discovery actor, just a beloved by the entire franchise, and he loved the franchise. So we want to make sure that like we're doing his memory justice as well for that charity. So yeah, it's a little bit of pressure, a lot of pressure. So
yeah, I had suggested to Rihanna that we donate more money per question that I get right, because I don't know how many I'll be getting right tonight.
So, there you go.
Yeah, it's all for charity.
Well, depending on how it works out, maybe we'll do wrong. You know, we'll go through like the first five, and it's like if we keep on getting them wrong, we'll switch over. It's wrong way.
For every wrong answer, yeah. Well, I believe in all of you. I'm super excited to keep your scores tonight.
Let's fly.
All right. So with our crew assembled, let's set a course to the stars. Engage round one. So question number one, worth 1 point. What is the name of Captain Giorgio's ship?
Julian.
The Shenzo.
That's correct.
That is correct.
Question number two. What is the only physical difference between prime individuals and their mirror universe counterparts?
Ashlyn.
Light sensitivity.
That's also correct.
That is correct.
Question number three. What is Book's birth name?
Davey.
I don't know. I just wanted to buzz in before Julian.
I was so ready.
I'll clear the buzzer and let everyone else have a go.
Nobody wants to take a guess?
Boop, boop.
Okay. I guess we're going to give up on that one. The answer is Terex.
Oh, that's right. Hey, should we? Oh, no, it's not. Oh, I thought you said no. Sorry.
Oh, I said good to know.
No, absolutely. Whatever you're going to suggest, let's not do it.
Should we up the stakes for any question that none of us buzz in for, that none of us get right? We all donate $1.
Down.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah,
all right, that. Up in the stakes okay. already.
Okay. All right. Right, let's just get a pen and paper for that one moment.
At least Davey buzzed in.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so question number four. What opera did Stamets ask Culber to see at the Castilian Opera House?
Davey.
La Boheme.
That is correct, which... was a reference to Anthony Rapp and Wilson Cruz, both appearing in Rent, which is based on La Boheme. Question number five. Who was the host of The Tall Symbiont before Grey?
Davey.
An admiral of some sort. Admiral Senatal?
That's right.
Wow.
That is correct.
An admiral of
you just
some
reached
sort.
In and pulled it out.
Got it.
Okay, question number six. What is Discovery's sister ship?
Julian.
The Glenn.
That's
that is
correct. Question seven of nine. Sorry, I put them in the wrong order, Rihanna, but this is question seven of nine. It is worth 10 points.
Fucking hell. Sorry.
Okay.
What characters appeared in both Discovery and the original series?
Ashlyn.
Spock, Pike, number one. Yes. Are there supposed to be 10?
Yeah.
Or I keep forgetting I'm not hosting, so I'm not going to tell you the rules.
I mean, if those are the ones that you got, you did get those ones right.
Yeah, that's I'm out.
Okay, so
Davey.
So we had Spock and Pike, Vena. Who's appeared in it? Mud. I can't think of any others. This is so infuriating. I'll step out there.
All right, Julian.
The Talosians, like the three Talosians from the cage. There's more. I can't believe. Is the Enterprise a character?
No, the Enterprise is not a character.
The Enterprise should be a character.
I'll just say you guys are missing some very, very important ones.
I thought of more. Could I be
all right? No need to make us feel bad, MC.
By the way,
think about what I would think would be an important character.
Ash, I don't think you're allowed to buzz it again. I think that's against the rules.
Yeah, you've had your shot.
I'm calling out Lursa for that one. Yeah.
Okay, you guys did get 6 of them. So the other ones are Sarek.
Awesome. Bitch.
I just remembered both of them. Yeah.
Amanda Grayson. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Stella Mudd, and the Guardian of Forever.
Oh,
wow.
Well, I feel really like an idiot.
Nice.
Those are sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel like an idiot, like, though I do judge you a little bit for Sarek and Amanda just because I love them so much.
Don't feel like an idiot, cool. Except for the fact that you are one.
Okay. Question 8. What position does Tarina hold in the Navarre government?
Julian.
She is the president.
Yeah, she is.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Okay, question 9. What planet does Pike visit to retrieve a time crystal?
Julian.
Borath.
That is correct.
That is correct.
So, I think we actually did fairly good on the round, but Rihanna, you want to tell me how the score is working out?
Absolutely. So, we have, right now, Ashlyn has 4 points, Davey has 4 points, and Julian has 5 points. So, ooh, very neck and neck all around.
Okay.
Very much still anyone's game.
Ooh. Well done.
Okay, so we will move right into round 2. So round 2 is a behind the scenes. Question number 1, and this is worth 4 points. Star Trek Discovery has spawned 4 direct spin-offs. What are they?
Julian.
Strange New Worlds. Starfleet Academy. Section 31. And I hope this is right because I feel like it should be Short Treks.
That's absolutely correct.
Wow.
That is correct.
Bagged all 4.
Legend.
Well done.
Discovery for spawning 4 direct sequels? Yes, it is.
It sucks, but it's horrible. It's the worst Trek ever. Get out of here.
Sarcastic Vulcan salute.
I can't even be angry at you for winning because it's for charity.
What a sentence.
Oh, there's still a lot of points to come. Question number 2. Outside of the main cast, who is the most frequently appearing character?
Davey.
Outside of the main cast. Ooh. I mean, could it be Pike? Could he have appeared more frequently than anyone else? He's not really main cast.
Actually, he is.
For one season.
Fine, he was in the opening credits, though.
Negative.
Fine. I just gave myself the negative sound effect.
No.
Oh.
Ashlyn.
Giorgio?
No.
Okay.
Negative.
Both Pike and Giorgio are good guesses, though.
Julian.
Sarek.
Unfortunately, no.
Well, I had to guess Sarek because you would have killed me if I didn't mention him once.
Just to make me feel better.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. No, the answer is Detmer.
Oh, no, yeah. I was thinking Detmer, but yeah.
I wasn't sure. Yeah.
Yeah, she appears in 41 episodes, just beating out Awosha Kuhn's 39.
Wow. Mm.
Okay, question number 3. Discovering's working title, Green Harvest, is a reference to Blue Harvest, the working title of what?
Davey.
Return of the Jedi?
That's right.
Wow.
I thought I might catch somebody on that one, but I forgot you guys are huge nerds.
Us? No. No.
I could have said it was the Family Guy episode, but
just chilling with an action figure of this guy too, you know. Multi-fandom here.
No worries.
Okay, question number 4. Terra Firma Part 1 contains the first explicit television reference to what aspect of Star Trek?
Julian?
The Mirror Universe.
No, it's the first explicit television reference to something.
I thought by the they actually called it the Mirror Universe the first time in that episode. So maybe I'm wrong about that.
Davey?
Was it when Tilly said the F-bomb?
No, it was not. That was earlier, I think.
Oh, okay.
Ashlyn?
To saving Kelpians in the Mirror Universe. I don't know.
I mean, that does happen in that episode. That was not what the answer is. You guys needed to think about your quiz writer. The answer is it's the first explicit reference to the Kelvinverse.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is right.
Yeah, I put a reference to Kelvinverse in every single quiz I write.
I'll know for next time.
Yeah. I'm just going to start answering every question to Kelvinverse.
Chris Pine.
What, are you kidding me? It'd be Zachary Quinto.
Yeah.
Question number 5. Michael Burnham shares what trait with the female leads of Brian Fuller's other shows, Dead Like Me and Pushing Daisies?
Ashlyn.
She's an orphan? I'm just guessing. I have no idea.
Not a bad guess.
Negative.
No fans of Dead Like Me and Pushing Daisies?
No.
Okay. Then the answer is they're women with typically men's names.
Oh.
Yeah. George Lass from Dead Like Me and Chuck Charles from Pushing Daisies.
I love Pushing Daisies. Big fan.
Okay. Question number 6. In a parody to promote their appearance on James Corden, the main cast sang a Star Trek-themed parody of what song?
Ashlyn.
Seasons of Love.
Absolutely.
That is correct.
And we're to questions 7 of 9, worth a total of 12 points. What actors have been credited as main characters in the opening credits?
Julian.
Come on.
All right, we have Sonequa Martin-Green, David Ajala, Doug Jones, Anson Mount. Michelle Yeoh.
Michelle Yeoh was not a main cast member.
You mean in the opening credits?
She was always credited as special guest star.
Oh,
well, son of a bitch.
At least you didn't say her first.
Davey.
Who did we get already?
Sonequa Martin-Green, yeah. Doug Jones, Anson Mount, and David Ajala.
Wilson Cruz? Or does he show up as a guest star?
No, I...
Wilson Cruz, yeah.
Wilson Cruz, okay, cool. All right, so that's 5. Well, you said Anson Mount showed up as a main cast member before.
Already said.
Julian already said Anson Mount.
I'm really hungover. Did I mention that before?
There's also a lot of names. I know you're like trying to like see the credits in your head.
Yeah. Am I out for saying that?
No, because you were questioning. You can keep going.
Anthony Rapp.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. I'm going to leave it there and let Ashlyn have a go. It's too hard.
All right, Ashlyn.
Okay, Mary Wiseman, Ethan Peck, Jason Isaacs. Oh, is Ethan Peck not?
Ethan Peck is not.
Cry! Okay, cry. Good night.
Up.
No pun intended.
So the others are Shahzad Latif, Jason Isaacs, Rachel Ancherill, Tig Notaro, and Blue Del Barrio.
It's so funny. We know who all these people are, like, and yeah, the names were just not coming to me in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mind was like those kind of questions.
Yeah. And I mean, some of them, like, not all of them are credited all the time. Like, Tig Notaro is a main character, but she's only credited in the episodes she appears in, so it's a bit tricky. But
otherwise,
there would have been less names. So,
well, good question.
Okay. Question number 8. How did the producers disguise the twist that Vok and Ash Tyler were the same person?
Davey.
Do they list the actor's name as something else on like IMDb or even in the main opening credits? Like when he was Vok?
That's exactly what happened. He was credited as Javed Iqbal, which is his late father's name.
But no one bought it. We were talking about this earlier.
Literally today. We were talking about this earlier. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't help that they had announced him playing a Klingon. And they're like, oh, no, wait, he's actually playing Ash Tyler.
Yeah. Worst kept secret.
Yeah.
Oh, I really like this last question. And I really hope somebody gets it. Question number 9. Unless there is a very big surprise in season 5, Star Trek Discovery will be the first Trek show in 37 years to not have what?
I already know, an appearance from Jonathan Frakes.
I was buzzing it so hard.
That's correct.
Triggered.
Triggered
by that question.
Yeah, he has not appeared, but he has directed 8 episodes because you can't keep Frakes out of Star Trek.
Or why should you? Why should you?
All right. So at the end of round 2, how we doing?
All right. So our round 2 totals. Let's see. Ashlyn had 2 points this round. Davey had 4. And Julian came in with 9 points. So now our subtotal standings, Ashlyn has 6 points, Davey has 8, and Julian has 14. So.
Nice.
Good job all around for ALS research.
Yeah, so. Let's go.
We're sitting at 4 all questions right. that we have all failed to answer at the moment.
Hey. Oh, there you go.
Okay, so we'll be moving on to round 3. So round 3 is our Who Said It round. Normally, Davey gives points for the person who said it and the episode, but I also threw in an extra point for if you know who they said it to.
Ooh.
Okay. So each question, there's a total of 3 points available, and you can ring in if you know any of them. So question number 1. I'll tell you what. I'll let you go to work if you can spell my partner brought me out of a coma and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
Julian.
It's Culver to Stamets when he's recovering from having a hunk of metal taken from him in Far From Home.
That is entirely correct.
Beautiful.
Wow. That's it. Okay.
Okay. This next one, I've been told to tell you guys, is the giraffe special.
Oh, God.
With respect, it would be unwise to confuse race and culture.
Julian?
It's Michael to her board of inquiry in Unification 3.
It is Michael, but both of the others are incorrect.
Ashlyn.
Michael is talking to a Romulan.
I mean, it seems like something that could be said to a Romulan, but it is not. And also, like, that would, yeah.
I was like,
me with Kelvin, giraffe with Romulans.
Davey.
Was it in the Vulcan Hello? And was
it was in the Vulcan Hello.
And was she saying it to Georgiou?
It was in the Vulcan Hello. It was not to Georgiou.
Oh.
It was to Admiral Anderson. So I'm honestly that one. I'm not surprised.
All right.
Random
that guy.
Random Admiral.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Question number three. On Vulcan, we call it persistence. And yes, she was. She learned that from me.
Davey.
It's one of two people.
Breathe.
I want to say here. Sarek? No, it's not the right one, is it?
Yeah, I can always. It's, yeah.
Okay. I'll shut up now. I'll just do it. There you go.
Ashlyn.
Is it Amanda?
It is Amanda.
And she's talking to... she's talking to Pike.
She is talking to Pike.
Okay!
Oh, well done.
In the episode, An Obol for Charon.
I mean, like, that's the problem with naming episodes for Discovery is they kind of all bleed together.
Yes.
But you did get Amanda Grayson to Captain Pike. So, Julian, do you know the episode?
Julian,
I don't even think this is the name of an episode, but I think it's something like this. What's past is present, or past what's past is prologue.
I don't think that's a Discovery episode, but I do think that's a Star Trek episode.
It's a Deep Space Nine episode.
It might be.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But I love the energy.
Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, we always love a guest, just, you know. Yeah.
It's Brother, isn't it?
It's Point of Light.
Okay, good. At least it's not Brother.
Okay, question number four. What do you call a cute portal? Adorable. A clown held a door open for me. It was a nice gesture.
Brilliant.
No sense of humor, huh?
It's the Guardian of Forever, or Carl, if you want to be specific, talking to Michael and Georgiou in Terra Firma Part 1.
That is correct.
That is correct.
So, good work.
Okay. Question number five. Despite speaking 94 languages, there are times when words are not enough.
Ashlyn.
That's Saru talking to Michael in the episode Choose to Live.
Not a bad guess, but that one, the episode title is not right.
Okay.
The rest is, though. Davey or Julian, you want to try for an episode?
Davey?
Brother.
I mean, it could have been, and it's not, but I mean.
MC, can I request that you repeat the quote, please?
Okay, despite speaking 94 languages, there are times when words are not enough.
Julian.
Oh, fuck.
No, that's not the episode.
I know. I think I hope I'm right about this, because I feel like I am, but I'm probably not. I don't know the episode title, but I'm just going to guess. Is the episode right after Kobayashi Maru, after Quajon's been destroyed?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. It's actually, Ashlyn had guessed this, I think, two questions ago. It's An Obol for Charon.
No! That's the Saru episode.
Should get a point just for guessing that episode.
I had foresight. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Question number six, and I'll try not to choke up. There's a whole galaxy out there full of people who will reach for you. You have to let them.
Oh, this is Michael talking to Spock in the Hope Is You part two.
Oh, part one? You were right. It's Michael to Spock, but it's not that episode.
Oh, no.
Davey.
Part one of that episode that Ashlyn just said.
No.
Oh.
You just realized what it is, didn't you?
Brother! Get out. It is not.
It's not brother. Oh, I'm actually mad that I don't have one that's brother now. Yeah. That would have been like a perfect button. It's such sweet sorrow.
Yeah, I just remembered it. That's like my favorite episode too.
I could see you remembering it. It was, you know. Okay, question 7 of 9. There's 5 points for this one. What are all of the captain catchphrases used in Discovery?
Davey.
Let's fly. Hit it. Oh, what did Lorca say? Did anyone just say engage?
No.
Engage.
Engage. All right, then. I'll back down.
Okay, Julian?
Lorca, I feel like, said a lot of... I'm not going to start with Lorca because I'm going to go to Saru's first because I know that's right. Execute. Carry on.
Yep.
And Lorca just said jump.
Oh, so close. So close. It is not jump, though.
Mm.
Run. It's not jump. I don't know.
No, I mean, I don't blame anyone for forgetting what Lorca said, because this is like the basic bitch pumpkin spice latte of Captain Catchphrases. It's go.
Should have known he was mirror. I'm not creative at all.
I take back everything I ever said about Lorca being right.
Lorca did one thing wrong.
It's the best you could do, man. Come on.
Go. I want the ship to go.
I want the ship to go now.
Yeah. I just want to say, Spock, I feel
like,
very
added some flavor.
I feel very seen by that pumpkin spice latte comment. Thank you very much.
Sorry. Okay, question number 8. If you find yourself at the wrong end of a Kwat Malat sword, it's pretty easy to see that a particular path is over for you.
It is Burnham's mom to Tilly in Choose to Live.
Absolutely, all three.
That is correct.
Okay, question number 9. You ask me that question every single time. You know that, don't you? No. Of course you don't.
Davey.
Is it Tilly?
It's not Tilly.
Negative.
Ashlyn.
Is it Giorgio talking to Michael in Terra Firma Part 2?
Unfortunately not.
Negative.
Julian.
It's Stamets to Michael in Magic to Make the Sanest Man Go Mad.
You got the episode correct.
Oh!
It's Harry Mudd to Lorca.
Oh! That's a good
when you get
question.
Context, you're like, oh.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Really good. That was sneaky. Nice.
Okay, so at the end of round 3, where do our scores stand, Rihanna?
All right. So our round 3 totals, Davey had 3 points. Ashlyn had 6 and Julian had 13. So overall, our subtotals are Davey at 11, Ashlyn at 12, and Julian at 27 points.
Wow.
It's all for charity, Davey. Just keep all of that to yourself.
All right. So it's still anybody's game because we are now moving into the warp speed round. Question number one. What does a Castilian prima donna do after they hit the last high E?
Kill themselves.
That is correct.
That is correct.
Question number two. What third season episode is a sequel to a TNG story arc?
Davey.
Unification 3.
That's correct.
That is correct.
Question number three. What Klingon title did both Vok and Ash Tyler have?
Nashlin.
Torchbearer?
That's correct.
That is correct.
Question.
Julian.
Toronto.
Yep.
That is correct.
Question number five. The USS Nog is what class of ship?
Ashlyn.
Intrepid?
No.
That is correct.
Negative.
No idea.
No. No.
It's something really cool.
Okay. It's an Eisenberg.
I should know that. I have the damn model. Ugh.
Very cool.
Question number six. What real-life politician appears as the president of Earth in Discovery Season 4?
Stacey Abrams.
Absolutely.
That is correct.
Question number seven. While imprisoned, Tyler and Lorca share a cell with what rogue?
Julian.
Harry Mudd.
Absolutely.
That is
question
correct.
Number eight. What show was Sonequa Martin-Green killed off of to take the role of Michael Burnham? Indeed.
The Walking Dead.
Absolutely.
That is correct.
Question number nine. While on drugs, what nickname did Reno give Stamets?
Julian.
Bobcat.
Yeah.
That is correct.
I don't know. I'm on drugs.
Question number 10. Sarah, Mitch, and Hannah Cheeseman both played which recurring crew member?
Julian.
Miriam.
Yep.
That is correct.
Question number 11. By 3190, what species hasn't been heard from in 600 years?
Ashlyn.
Klingon.
That is correct.
I mean, like, so far it seems so, but that's not correct.
Okay. Wait, what?
Davey.
The Q?
That is correct.
Oh,
that is correct.
That's what they actually say, yeah.
Yeah. Question number 12. What fashion trend did Discovery introduce into the Trek fandom?
Davey.
Changing the uniform every 5 seconds.
Accurate.
No.
Negative.
I mean, yes, but also no.
Ashlyn.
The elimination of cat suits.
I mean, so many good answers that are still not right. Oh,
Julian.
The return of the scant.
I love you guys so much.
Negative.
No, the answer is abbreviated ship name workout shirts.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Question number 13. What kind of ice cream do both Tilly and Poe enjoy?
Davey.
Mint choc chip.
No, that's not correct.
Negative.
Ashlyn?
Vanilla?
I wish it was vanilla, because that would be a lot better than what this is.
Negative.
Julian.
Neapolitan.
That's close, but it's actually
negative.
Spumoni.
What even
which is very close to Neapolitan, but...
Yeah. I've never heard
Spumoni,
of Spumoni.
Spumoni is Neapolitan with, like, fruit in it.
Yeah, with more
it's gross.
That sounds made up.
it's an Italian ice cream, I believe. Anyways, continuing on, question number 14. In which Short Trek does a young animated Michael Burnham appear?
Davey. Davey?
The one that was a cartoon.
Well, yes, but actually there's two of them that are cartoons, yeah. So that doesn't count.
Negative.
Ashlyn.
The girl with the star in the sky, something like that.
The girl with the star tattoo.
Yeah.
Julian, you got it in you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Unable
it's
to
the
comply.
Girl who made the stars.
Yeah.
You were very close. Mm-hmm. Question number 15. What is Admiral Vance's first name?
Julian.
Charles.
That's correct.
In charge.
That is correct.
Chucky. Chucky Vance. Charles Chucky Vance.
Question number 16. Ethan Peck is the grandson of which actor?
Julian.
Fucking baby, I love it. Gregory Peck.
I had to give you guys a gimme. Question number 17. What food does number one order while speaking with Pike?
Julian.
A cheeseburger.
That's correct. There was more, but it's...
He had a milkshake, too, I think.
Yeah, it's a hamburger with fries and hot sauce, but hamburger is close enough. Okay, question number 18. Who composed the score for Discovery?
Julian.
Jeff Russo.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Question number 19. Both Michael and Sarek were targeted by what terrorist organization?
Ashlyn.
The Logic Extremists.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Yeah.
And finally, question number 20. What was Kenneth Mitchell's only non-Klingon role in Discovery?
Julian.
Aurelio.
That is correct.
That is correct.
And so as we come out of warp, Rihanna, where do our scores fall?
Wow. This is incredible. So we had a very close game between Ashlyn and Davey.
Thank you for being so polite about that.
Davey, okay. I hope you don't mind.
I want to know what the hell is going on.
Okay, so Davey got 14 points and Ashlyn had 16 points. And then Julian came in first with a whopping 36 points.
Woo!
Jesus. Yes.
Wow.
Well done, my friend. Well done.
Thank you.
Yes.
Applause. All right. So do we have a victory speech from my co-host on Strange New Pod, Julian?
Yeah. This was really fun. I'm glad only to get this many right because it's going to such an amazing cause. Like, honestly, we're going to donate a damn good amount of money to ALS research, and that's really freaking important. I thought I was going to screw the pooch on this quiz because I didn't do any research. So I guess the noggins work. But you guys rock. This was so much fun, both of you. I love you both. It is always a pleasure just to get to see your faces. So I will quiz you anytime. Give me like a TAS quiz and I'll lose. I'll get like a point.
Ooh, I'll play so a TAS quiz with him.
That would be fun. That would be
I'll
a game.
Trounce him. Okay. And now concession speech. We will start with our usual host, Davey.
Look, I am going to admit I have not watched a lot of Discovery of late. I've tried many times to do a rewatch of season 4 in preparation for the new season. It's just, it requires so much focus and attention. I can't keep it on in the background like I do of everything
No,
else.
You really can.
Yeah.
I tried to watch the last two episodes of season 4 yesterday, like, half asleep, and it just didn't. It's gone. You can't do it.
Yeah.
And as I always say, I'm very good at asking questions. Never said I was good at answering them. So
I think you guys all did very well.
Thank you. And thank you to you, MC, because people don't know this, but MC actually gives me so much help on this show. and so much of her own free time, and for and asks absolutely nothing but just to help. So always writing questions and scorekeeping.
Well, I ask for friendship.
You ask. Wow, I didn't realize the price was so high. But but yeah, you are so fabulous, and I just there are times when Trexpert's quiz would not go to air without you because of all the other shit I have going on. So thank you so much, and for hosting and putting on a fabulous quiz today. Thank you, MC.
Oh well, this was very fun. And finally, Ashlyn, Dura Sisters, what is your concession to speech?
Yeah, well, Davey said he didn't have time to watch Discovery to prep. I did watch a lot of Discovery to prep, and that only got me 2 extra points. So, this has just been such a fun show. It's great to see all you wonderful faces, all of our podcast friends. I will say I did buzz in a lot, but Julian is quick on that buzzer. So buzzer training, maybe I need to study with a sensei and I'll be able to improve my buzzer speed.
Okay, and so let's do some plugging, and we will start off with the Dura Sisters. Where can people find you guys?
Sure. So I'm Beitor, and you can find us pretty much on any social media platform. We have Tumblr, TikTok, YouTube. We have merch on Threadless. We're on the regular platforms like Instagram, Twitter,
Threads.
Yeah, Facebook even. So check out our stuff there. And actually, we are currently wrapping up our current series, the finale series. That was Ashlyn's choice. And next up will be the Art Trek series, which is going to be covering all art in Star Trek besides music. So it's going to be a really cool endeavor and completely different from our finale series, which is what we do always on the Dura Sisters podcast, is we go from one really intense finale to something really fun, or something really difficult to something really light. So that's what we're here for, and just happy always to be on Trexperts.
And Julian, where can people find you?
Before I go about where people can find me, I want to plug the Dura Sisters one more time, because one, they have been amazing co-hosts of the Last Days of Disco podcast festival. I could not have done this without them. So first of all, like, claps. Also, you guys, when like my kid is endlessly talking to me in my ear in the car and is asking me like the typical 5-year-old questions that I'm mostly trying to drown out, you guys are the source of like my belly laughs and like morning commute. So I love you guys. You already know that, but more plugs to them. If you don't listen to them, listen to them. They are the best. For us, you can find us literally anywhere at Strange New Pod on every single social media platform. Also at strangenewpod.com. I'd ask, because as of this festival going on right now, we are, I think, almost just 10 followers or 10 subs away from 1K on YouTube. So please like and hit that bell, subscribe on YouTube. We'd love to hit that 1K mark. Finally, it has been a journey because we don't do any of that like pay to play bullshit. Like it's all been organic, and we're so close. So please, strangenewpod.com. We're live every single Thursday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and we are just about to start our Season 5 live reviews. Cannot wait.
And Davey, obviously people can usually find you in the hosting chair, but where else can people find you?
Where can't they find me is really the question, MC. No, look, I do, thank you. I do have a lot of other bits and pieces going on at the moment. So you can also find my other YouTube show, The Bargain Bin Gamer, spelled G-A-Y-M-E-R, where I play the cheap and shit video games out there so that you don't have to. You can also catch Bargain Bin Gamer on Twitch, where I do occasional streaming. I've got my creative writing channel website, Davey Writes, where I've been
that
publishing.
That one's so good. Go follow that one. I listen to that.
Thank you. I'm so glad you're reading that. That's so cool.
Yes.
So that's all my short stories and various other little bits of writing that I do over time. And finally, on BQN, we have launched our own Discovery chat show. So we're going to be it's a limited run series. It's called Let's Fly. I'm moderating a panel of BQN Patreon members and fellow hosts each week. where literally any of our Patreon members can join in on the conversation, and that's going live to YouTube.
That's really cool, dude.
Awesome.
So that's going live every Friday night in the US and Saturday mornings here in Australia. So that's me.
Fantastic. And as for me, you can find me on all social media as MC Frotus, because branding is important. And the last time I was on here, I said that I was going to be coming out with something soon, and it is now available for pre-order, and that is my first novel, which is called The Star Next Door, and it's being published under the name Mallory Casper. Which, you know, the initials, MC, Mallory, so it works out. But please check it out, because it is a romantic comedy about fandom. So I think it will appeal to people around here. Anyways, that is a wrap on another thrilling journey through the galaxy of trivia and knowledge here at the Trexpert Quiz. If you've been listening or watching and thinking, I could outsmart today's Trexperts, then it's time to put your latinum where your mouth is, register to be a contestant, and show us what you've got by visiting trexpertquiz.com. Don't forget to join in the fun and continue the conversation on our BQN Discord. You'll find the link right in the episode description. It's a great community where you can meet fellow fans, discuss episodes, and strategize for your appearance on the show. And remember, for all of the latest updates behind the scenes content and more, make sure to follow Trexperts Quiz on all social media platforms. Stay connected, stay curious, and who knows, you might just be our next champion. Until next time, no matter what you do and no matter where you go, make sure to go boldly.
What else can you listen to on the BQN? Replicate yourself a mug of hot chocolate and join Amy, Mark, Christos, and Kelvin as they discuss everything and anything in the Star Trek universe on All Good Things. Boost yourself with an energy drink and join Davey on YouTube and Twitch for reviews and live streams of classic, cheap, and sometimes more recent video games on Bargain Bin Gamer. Brew yourself a pot of coffee and join Jeremiah to discuss Star Trek Voyager on The Captain's Couch. Mix your favorite cocktail and join Mark and Matt at Cinema Z to discuss the films you probably missed but should definitely check out. Pour a cup of tea, Earl Grey, hot, and listen to Stephen and Keith as they discuss the next generation of Trek on Galaxy Class. Get yourself something caffeinated and learn an interesting bit of history with Chrissy and Jason on History with the Zologgies. Have a bowl of Flomeek soup and join Thad and Chrissy and a guest to discuss new episodes of Star Trek as they are released on Infinite Diversity. Have something to sharpen your mind and put your Trek knowledge to the test with the Trexperts Quiz. Take a bite out of something that didn't seem edible and join Kyle, Kevin, Amy, and Haley covering all things in New Trek, including that show that is Trek in all but name, The Orville, on Union Federation. Get your Sunday brunch ready for The View Screen, a live weekly talk show hosted by Kelvin and Amy with featured guests talking about all things Trek. Pour a glass of wine and spill some tea with Christos while he discusses current Trek news and events and explores the world of fandom via guest interviews, all with an LGBTQIA+ perspective on What's the Tea, Bev? And Patreon members get to pass around that green bottle of Aldebaran whiskey once a month on the roundtable, and they can listen to It's Green with Mark White and Amy's Math Moments.
Double T Media.